The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine in Las Vegas, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Italy, from Baja California, from Argentina, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here ready to taste some featured wines and some food pairings coming from the chef in the kitchen. And my guest tonight is Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine, a beautiful restaurant I'll tell you more about in a little while. Wines du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening. Tonight, of course, is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain that you will discover more about pairing food and wine for the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour and Wines Radio program is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN, Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcasts and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is a beverage. In addition to that, is a lifestyle. That's what you need to know. Wine is more than a beverage. It's a lifestyle. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine. Well, first of all, Lynn and Noel own the restaurant. And let me tell you, they are first-class people in all directions. This restaurant holds, I'm guessing, around 70 people. I'm not sure. But tonight it's packed. And that's a good thing, because that's the way it's supposed to be when you're in the restaurant business. That's what you're looking for. It's packed. They've been open now for about 15 months. And one of the things that they have is a little delivery. And that delivery is through a company known in Las Vegas as DoorDash. So if you're a restaurant and you have people want to have some of your food delivered, you can call DoorDash and they'll be more than happy to work it out so that you can get your product to its delivery site. You know, one of the things that I think is a little bit unique about restaurants in general, sometimes on a menu, you'll see the word El Fornaio. That's A-L, El Fornaio. And what that really means is oven baked. That's really pretty simple, but that's just telling you that the product that they're referring to is an oven-baked product. So one of the good things about Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine is they figure that great food starts with great recipes. Their old-world recipes call for the finest new-world ingredients, and giving every sandwich, soup, pasta, pizza, and their signature flavors. That's a good thing. Italian cuisine is the way it's supposed to be as far as they're concerned. And if you haven't been to Italy, you need to know that there's a difference between the taste of food while you're in Italy and the taste of food while you're here in America. And that's kind of an unusual situation. It's not confusing, but it makes sense when you stop and figure that the soil conditions, the soil, the nutrition, and all the different things, the rain and the wind and the snow and whatever happens with the land in Italy would be a lot different than it is here in America. Therefore, the vegetables and what have you that grow all turn out to be a little bit different tasting, even though it's all celery or it's all tomatoes or it's all whatever the vegetable might be. They're going to taste a little bit different from here to there. One of the good things is we've got to go to a break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine. Be back in a moment.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back. We're here at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine in Las Vegas, a beautiful little Italian restaurant. Let me tell you, the chef in the kitchen speaks English, but he also comes from Italy. So what that means is he's really got the touch, if you know what I'm saying. And that's an important thing. Quality and tradition is an important part about good food, especially Italian cuisine. Seems to be a big prejudice around the country. More restaurants, I think, are Italian than any other. The second might be Chinese. But I think there's probably more Italian restaurants in America, small, medium, and large, than any other nationality, with the exception of the possibility of Chinese. Well, I just want to mention that Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine, they do catering. So if you live in Las Vegas, and if you... Have a need to do a lunch or a dinner, and you'd like to have it in your office or in your home or at a particular location other than at the restaurant, they're more than happy to deliver it for you. And the style of food, I mentioned the Italian cuisine, the style of food that they claim here at Anna Marie's is what they call, and what we normally call in the food business, Neapolitan style. So that just means it's the real thing. That's what they do. And the food here is very good. So if you're interested, next time you have a special occasion or a business meeting or a family gathering, stop in and talk to them at Anna Marie's about taking care of the food for you, whether it's for lunch or for dinner. And as I mentioned earlier, it's done about 24 hours in advance or longer. You can do it longer. And with the holidays coming up, if you're interested in doing it, I would definitely try to make arrangements to have that happen now so that they can take care of you when you need it. Tonight we are celebrating with three different wines, as usual. We always have three wines here on Wines du Jour. Our first wine, our second wine, and our third wine all come from the same winery, which is normal for our show. And Bogle, B-O-G-L-E, is the name of the winery that you may or may not know about. But I have to tell you, they do and present very nice wines at very reasonable prices. And the first wine, which we're tasting as we speak, is their 2017, that's the latest release, Bogle Chardonnay. Now, the thing that we talk about here on Wines du Jour with all of our wines is the percentage of alcohol that the wines have. And in this particular case, the percentage of alcohol is 13.5. And for those of you that maybe don't know, 13.5 is on the low side for alcohol percentage. And that's the thing we look for and like when it comes to pairing wine with food. So as long as the percentage of alcohol is around 15% or less, then it's going to pair very well with food, and that's what it's all about. And tonight, of course, we've got three really nice, unique things to go along with our wines, which I'll tell you about when the time comes. I want to tell you that the 2017 Bogle Chardonnay retails at your local retail market for about, listen to this, $12 a bottle. And boy, when you taste this Chardonnay and then say $12, you're thinking you're talking about two different wines. This is pretty doggone tasty. And for $12, that's pretty low when it comes to Chardonnay. In case you don't know, Chardonnay typically runs around $20 to $30 a bottle based on the winery and so on and so forth. But here, Bogle's done a very good job of keeping the quality up and the price down. One of the neat things here, there's a lot of fruit in this particular Chardonnay, which is not all that common. It's not uncommon, but it's not all that common. There's a lot of apple, a little bit of pear, a little bit of apricot, some lemon, orange, pineapple. I mean, there's all kinds of different flavors in this Chardonnay. So it means, basically, that it's going to pair well with a lot of different foods, and that's a good thing. In fact, the food that we're going to have served here in about 10 minutes that goes along with this particular Bogle Chardonnay is they're what they call Alfredo pasta. So pasta Alfredo, and everybody knows Alfredo is a nice little cream sauce. It's beautiful, and it's going to go very well with this Chardonnay. And it'll be out at about quarter after the hour without a problem. And I have to tell you, you're going to really like it. There's also some of the flavors. You know, there's typically vanilla in almost all reasonably decent wines. And vanilla, I like to broadcast this often. Vanilla does not come from the grape. Vanilla only comes from one thing, and that is the wood barrels that it was aged in. So we always use the same type of oak barrels, and you can put your wine in the barrel, and you allow it to sit for at least 2 weeks, and it's going to draw some flavor from that wood. That's a normal thing, and typically what it draws, the flavor that it does draw, I should say, is vanilla. So vanilla is an important thing. If you taste any wine that has vanilla flavor to it, you know that it's been aged in oak. That's all. That's pretty simple, no matter what the brand is. What I like also is that there's a little orange, and I think I mentioned pineapple, I'm not sure, but kiwi. Is another thing that we don't see that often in different wines. So we've got a lot of different flavors in this Chardonnay, and the taste is good, and $12 is a very reasonable price for it. So 2017 Bogle Chardonnay is a winner in our respect. Our next wine that we're going to talk about coming up is also from Bogle, as I mentioned earlier, but it's 2016, and it's a red wine. Now, there's a whole lot of red wines, as I'm sure you're aware, and the most common, of course, is Cabernet Sauvignon, which we are going to have. That will be our third wine. But the second wine that we're getting ready to taste here in a few minutes is a Merlot, or if you're from Texas, Merlot. That's a joke, folks. Don't take it personal. So Merlot is a pretty good, and it comes from California also. So the typical places that Merlot is grown in California, that most wineries that don't have their own vineyard, that buy their grapes from a vineyard owner, come from either the Bay Area, not San Francisco, but the Santa Cruz area, southwest of San Francisco proper, or what we would call the Monterey area, or the Central Coast. Central Coast meaning the distance between the San Francisco area and the Los Angeles area. That distance along the Pacific coast is where that happens, and about halfway down, there's a place that you might have heard of if you haven't been to take a look at, and that's Hearst Castle. Hearst Castle is right there about halfway down, and just east of that is Paso Robles. And Paso Robles is just a beautiful area for growing grapes and making wines, and there are about, believe it or not, almost 200 wineries in the Paso Robles area. And the reason I'm saying a little bit about Paso Robles and California is that Friday, that's tomorrow, I have a group of people here in Las Vegas who are going to go with me. We're going to fly over to Santa Ana and then take a bus or a van up into the Paso Robles area and spend 3 days tasting wines in that area and the food. And we've got a beautiful hotel that we've stayed at a couple times in past trips, and the food is good there. It's clean, it's neat, it's friendly, and you can have lunch or dinner, actually breakfast, lunch, or dinner in the hotel if you choose to do so. So we usually have one meal in the hotel, one because we're there to two different nights, one meal in the hotel and then one meal in downtown Paso Robles. That's just to make it a little bit more interesting, and we're looking forward to that trip. And we've got a few people that are really anxious to go. A couple have been with us before going to the Paso Robles area, but there's also a couple that haven't been there yet, and they're really looking forward to that trip. So, Merlot, again, grown in the Monterey area quite a bit, the Central Coast area, and quite a bit in the Paso Robles area. Those are the three main areas that Merlot is grown, and other varietals as well. Chardonnay is exactly the same, as a matter of fact, and Monterey and Chardonnay kind of go together. You may not know it, but a lot of good Chardonnay comes out of Monterey. And the reason is the Monterey has the what they call the Monterey Bay. That's what would be a lake, I guess, if you wanted to call it that. It's beautiful to look at, very nice in size. It's medium large, not a real, real large one, but it comes right off of the Pacific Ocean. And what's really unique about it is that it goes under the ground there for almost the same distance as it is from the Pacific Ocean to the coast there. So it's a very large area in the bay, if you will. And the beautiful part about the bay is that it has weather that's good. Not too hot, not too cold, not too windy, not too wet. All of the good things that we worry about when it comes time to pick grapes for making wine. So Merlot is a good thing, Chardonnay is a good thing, and our third wine that we're going to serve a little bit later this evening is a Cabernet Sauvignon. And you probably know that Cabernet Sauvignon is the number one red wine sold or consumed, if you will, in the whole world. On the other hand, we talk about Chardonnay. Chardonnay is the number one white wine that is consumed in the whole world. More Chardonnay than anything else, anywhere else in the world. Just about anywhere you go, whether you go to Argentina or Australia or South Africa or wherever it might be, you're going to find Chardonnay, you're going to find Merlot all over the place. Whether they're growing the grapes locally and making wines locally or importing them from other areas. You know, one of the unique things about wines in Argentina is that the area came from Europe. The people from Europe were chastised, if you will. They did something wrong, and so the people there kicked them out of the country. And they ended up going to Australia, believe it or not. That's how Australia started. It was all vacant land for a number of years. And now there is several million people living in Australia. But still to this day, Australia in the very center is barren. So you've got cities, towns, and all kinds of agriculture on the west side of Australia, and probably more so on the east and southern side of Australia. That would be from Adelaide, which is about the middle of Australia, right down on the south end of Pacific Coast, all the way up to the northern part. And let me just tell you, it's a beautiful country. If you haven't been to Australia and you're looking for a place to have a great time, good food, friendly people, reasonable prices, take a trip to Australia and spend some time there. You'll really, really enjoy it. The hospitality there is outstanding. The cost of living and so on is very reasonable. They've got a beautiful zoo if you're interested in animals at all, because that part of the country has animals that we don't know too much about here in America. And so in addition to the ones that we do know, so the zoo is a very nice place to spend a few hours. And they also have a restaurant there with really good food. And you could just kind of spend the day, if you will, at the zoo, whether you're in Adelaide where the zoo is located or in some other area, you have to travel to it or back. You can do that and spend the day and it'd be a very, very nice time. So Australia is a great place to visit. And the zoo, if you do go to the Australia, is also very good. And Australia, as you probably know, has a large growing area on the west side and on the east side, mostly on the east side of Australia, for growing grapes and making wines. And there are several hundred wineries in Australia, and I have to tell you that probably 95%+ of those wineries have great wines. They really do a good job growing grapes and making wines in Australia. They've learned very, very well from not only the Americans, but also from the French and the Italians. So it's a good thing to do. So if you got some time, make sure that you go there. We've got to go to a break here. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the 2016 Bogle California Merlot, which again is 13.5% alcohol, very food friendly.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer. All on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. What happened to summer? You turn around and it's gone. So what do you do? Solution. Either stop turning around or head on over to Columbo's and enjoy the most delicious steaks imaginable. Seafood that brings awe and wonderment to your happy little taste buds. Columbo family Italian recipes so special, they're kept under lock and key at an undisclosed and secure location. Jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, but I will. Enjoy the summer and head on over to Columbo's Italian Steakhouse. Good Time Central. Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine, a restaurant you should search out, if you will, when you come to Las Vegas, if you don't live here. And if you do live here, I hope you already know about it, although they've only been here for about 15 months, so you may have to look around for it. Please do. It's worth your time, let me tell you. They have all kinds of good things, including they have a happy hour. Now, you know, most restaurants have happy hours, but this one's just a little bit different. First of all, their happy hour is 7 days a week. That's a little bit unique. It's not, there are others that have it that way, but not too many. On the other hand, both the bar and the restaurant, from 3 to 5, or from 3 to 6, if you're going to go to the bar, that's an extra hour. The happy hour works for an hour longer in the bar than it does in the restaurant, if that makes any sense. And then here's the part that a lot of people enjoy, because they have a lot of people come in and participate in what they call karaoke. I'm not a karaoke fan, but boy, there are a lot of people that are, and I understand the karaoke here is killer. And it's every Tuesday evening from 9 to 11. So if you like karaoke and you don't know what to do on a Tuesday evening, come on over to Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine and check it out. Now, I mentioned earlier about our Chardonnay. That was the first wine that we poured, 2017. But I also mentioned quickly Alfredo pasta, and I said it's kind of a cream sauce. I have to tell you, this pasta is about as good as you can get when it comes to Alfredo. Really creamy, rich, nice pasta tasting, and a good flavor and a great aftertaste. And it goes so well with our Bogle Chardonnay. So that's a very, very good thing. And we're looking forward to trying number two here in just a few moments. Number two is the 2016 Bogle, California Merlot. 2016 Bogle, California Merlot. And it's 13.5% alcohol as well, which is, again, very reasonable and makes it really food-friendly. And so what they've done here is taken one of the pizzas. Now, this is not a pizza parlor here, but they do have a beautiful wood-fired pizza oven in the back. And they make great pizza. I've watched, since we've been here, I've watched, I don't know, 10 or 12 pizzas to go. People come and get a pizza to take home or to take to their office because the pizzas are very, very good. But anyway, the Bogle California Merlot is very tasty, and it is retail, listen to this, $10 a bottle. So when you taste this, and they're pouring it as we speak, make sure that you think of it in terms of how much would I pay for this in a bottle. And when you see, I know you're going to look at $10 as, you're kidding me, it's worth twice that. And that's probably pretty close to true. And one of the neat things about this Merlot is it's very fruity. It's got that strawberry taste to it. And one of the things that a Merlot has that's not really common amongst other varietals necessarily is pruney. Or prunes. I know that sounds a little weird, but it is a little pruney. It has blueberries, a little plum, and it's kind of what we would call very affectionately as a jammy taste to it. So make sure you swirl it around in your glass for 8 or 10 seconds. Stick your nose down in there and smell it, and that's the way we like to do it. Don't do it without swirling it, because you won't smell anything. If you swirl it, you'll be amazed that the aromas are at least three times greater than if you don't do it. That's with any wine now, not just this Bogle Merlot. So with this, we have some wood-fired margarita pizza. So wood-fired meaning, as I mentioned earlier, their oven in the kitchen is a wood-fired oven, and that's a pretty doggone good thing to have. And it's kind of unusual to have a wood-fired pizza oven in a restaurant that isn't a pizza parlor, so to speak. But that's what they've got, and boy, a lot of people love the pizzas. I've just watched them fly around here. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. A good pizza is worth its weight in gold. Unfortunately, all pizzas are not great. I have to tell you that, let me just mention a couple things about pizza that I'd like you to know about if you don't already. And that is, one of the best tasting pizzas is a thin crusted pizza as opposed to a thick crusted pizza. Now, if you're from Chicago, you're just finished calling me a liar. Because you grew up and in the Chicago area uses thick crusted pizza. And I mean, it's like an inch or an inch and a half thick. It's more like pie dough. In fact, that's what it tastes exactly like, is pie dough. And so the pizza, to me, is pretty bland and not too cool. But that's, if you're from that area and that's what you were raised on, nothing wrong with loving it. It's an okay thing. But thin-crusted pizza, like in New York, that's the way the pizzas are, Pennsylvania, all the way to Texas in the West Coast here, in Nevada and California, is thin-crust pizza. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this Merlot and the idea of a margarita pizza to go along with it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine. Be back in just a moment.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. I have to tell you, before we went to the break, I mentioned Merlot. I said California Merlot, but I just want to mention a couple things more about Merlot than maybe you don't already know. Number one, Merlot originated in Europe, more specifically in the northern part of France. And Merlot was used for many, many years as what we would call a blending grape. That means when they had a nice Cabernet Sauvignon and maybe it was a little bit off in taste or color or something, they would add a little juice of Merlot to that Cabernet Sauvignon. They wouldn't necessarily put that information on the bottle, but really, I'm just going to give you a number here, and don't make me stay with it, but about 5 to 7% might be Merlot out of that Cabernet Sauvignon that you're drinking. And the rules and regulations, especially in Europe, don't require you to the winery to tell you that they've added anything other than Cabernet Sauvignon or whatever it might be. So I just wanted you to know that that's the way it is. And Merlot is a very good, not only rounding grape, but it became so popular in taste with the winemakers and the people around the winery that they started bottling it by itself. So you could go and buy an actual bottle of Merlot at your local wine store. And that wasn't that way for a lot of years. But today, it's very common. And I think just about everywhere that they grow Cabernet Sauvignon, they also grow Merlot, because the two are kind of synonymous. It's great to blend the two together, or each one individually has a great taste. And I need to tell you that both of them are very, very food friendly. And the Merlot that we're tasting here tonight, which is the 2016 Bogle California Merlot, I mentioned earlier, I'll mention it again, it's 13.5% alcohol, which is on the scale of alcohol and wine, is on the low end. That's a good thing, but that makes it more friendly to pair with food. And the kitchen here came up with a wood-fired margarita pizza that is absolutely wonderful and tastes so good with this Merlot. So if you're not sure what pairs well with Merlot, try a nice margarita pizza. What's in it? Well, we'll say it's kind of fruity. There's strawberries, there's prunes, there's blackberries, blueberries, plum. It's kind of jammy. But one of the neat things about this particular Merlot is that it has what I refer to as a long, lingering finish, which means that after you swallow the wine, you can still taste it for a given period of time. It might be 20 or 30 seconds, but at least it's an extended taste and flavor. So that's what I suggest you try, is the Bogle California Merlot 2016, which literally retails for a very low price of only $10 a bottle. That is a hell of a good deal. Okay, we're going to be moving on here now to wine number three, which is, as I mentioned, Cabernet Sauvignon. I also mentioned that Cabernet Sauvignon is the most popular red wine consumed in the whole world. More people drink Cabernet Sauvignon than any other red wine we're talking about. And I also mentioned the white wine would be Chardonnay. So those are the two most popular varietals that are consumed in America. That's a good thing. The neat part here is that this particular Cabernet Sauvignon is a beautiful ruby red, and they're going to be pouring it here in just a couple minutes, so don't rush through your Merlot. Go ahead and finish it, but I'm going to talk about the Cabernet Sauvignon because I like the blackberry and the cherry taste and flavor of this particular ruby red. Also, because it's a Cabernet Sauvignon, it's a full-bodied taste. That means it's kind of rich and kind of fills your mouth with a lot of flavor. And then when you swallow it, it still has, maybe even more so than the Merlot, a long, lingering finish. So this Cabernet Sauvignon is pretty doggone tasty, and it's going to go really well with something a little bit unique coming out of the kitchen, and that is chocolate mousse cake. Chocolate mousse cake with Cabernet Sauvignon and a little bit of fresh berry sauce to go along with that. You're going to say, holy cow, this is a good thing. You know, most people don't think of desserts and wine as going together. Oh, there's dessert wine. I don't mean that. I'm just talking about your typical Cabernet, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, and so on. As a dessert wine, don't think of it too often that way. But you might be making a mistake. It really kind of depends on what your dessert is. If it's a cake or if it's a Jell-O or if it's anything other than that, then you might have a little more problem trying to pick a wine to go along with it. But there's nothing better than a nice dessert and have a glass of wine to go along with that dessert. That's a good thing. And it would be kind of naked without the wine, if you know what I'm saying. And we've been doing it all of our life. You know, typically in America, we have some kind of a dessert. We don't think of having any kind of a wine along with it, unless you're in a high-end restaurant or something where they would recommend maybe a particular dessert or the house special or something, and a wine to go along with that. So consider doing that. You know, everybody should have, according to the medical profession, one or two glasses of wine every day. Not Friday night, but every day. We'll talk more about that when we come back from our break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine. Be back in a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. We're at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine here in Las Vegas. And I've told you a little bit about how great it is. The food is good. The service is great. It's a very clean restaurant. I need to tell you that because a lot of people are concerned about it. But what I failed to tell you is not on purpose. It's just a coincidence. Is there is a ton of parking. You can park there without a problem anytime. So make sure you search out Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine not only for the good food, but the convenience of being able to park and walk right in the door without a problem whatsoever. Our third wine tonight, and we are incidentally featuring Bogle wines. Bogle may be something good or new to you. B-O-G-L-E. It's a winery from California. And all three wines this evening are from that particular winery. Our first one was a 2017 Bogle Chardonnay. Our second one was a 2016 Bogle Merlot. And now we're coming up with a 2016 Bogle Cabernet Sauvignon. And let me tell you, this is good. And the chef has decided to do a little bit different thing, and he's given us a dessert to go along with our third wine, which is a pretty cool thing, I think. And that would be coming out with a chocolate mousse cake. And boy, let me tell you, oh, it's beautiful. A little mousse cake, some strawberries, some raspberries, a little bit of whipped cream. How bad can it be? And the wine, of course, is very, very good. And Bogle, if you're not familiar with that brand, don't let it bother you. Just go to your local retail store and ask where the Bogle wine, whether you're looking for a Chardonnay or white wine or Sauvignon Blanc or, you know, whatever it might be. And if they say, I'm sorry, we don't have it, tell them you'd like them to get it because it's available anywhere. So distributors have it. Maybe the retail store that you go to might not. And if they don't, they can only just simply ask their distributor to bring it to them, to you, or bring it to the store, and you can pick it up. And that's a good thing, because what happens is when you do that, is the store owner discovers a wine they didn't know about, or they would have it in the store already, and they just add it to their inventory very happily, and probably take one or two bottles home for dinner that night. I mean, that's kind of the way that works. And that's a good thing. So what I like about the Cabernet Sauvignon is that I mentioned earlier it's a little nice, beautiful ruby red color. It's got a lot of blackberry and cherry. It's a very full-bodied red wine, which it should be, being a Cabernet Sauvignon. But it also has what I refer to affectionately as a long, lingering finish. And that, again, means that you can taste it after you swallow it for a given period of time. And that's a nice thing. And so the chocolate mousse cake that the chef has sent out to pair with it is perfectly paired with this Cabernet Sauvignon. And incidentally, this Cabernet Sauvignon, listen to me now, retails $10 a bottle. So the three wines from Bogle tonight, the first one being the Chardonnay is $12 a bottle. The second one being the Merlot is $10 a bottle. And the third one that we're trying right at the moment is $10 a bottle as well. That is a great, great thing. Excuse me. So I think long lingering finish is an important thing. But I want to mention something about this Cabernet Sauvignon because, you know, it goes with a lot more things than you probably give it credit for. And one of the things that I like is that it pairs really well with things like beef. Now, you know, we do steaks, we do roasts, we do all kinds of different things with beef, but we don't necessarily think of wine to go along with it. So Cabernet Sauvignon is a good choice, good thought. Also, game. Now, when I say game, I'm talking about all kinds of game. That could be pheasant, dove, duck, quail, could be any kind of game. A Cabernet Sauvignon can go really, really well with that based on how it's prepared. Now, if it's grilled, no problem. You can put Cabernet with it without any problem. If it's going to be roasted, you might want to know what is added to that to roast it, such as garlic and olive oil and so on and so forth. Excuse me. And also, this Cabernet Sauvignon, believe it or not, goes with something you wouldn't normally think of pairing with it, and that is poultry. Now, when we say poultry, everybody thinks, of course, of chicken. And that's okay. Chicken is an important thing, and it's definitely included in what I'm saying. However, there's a lot of other game besides that. If you are a hunter, you probably know that there's a lot of things. You know, there's quail, pheasant, duck, dove, that sort of thing. And that also you can buy at the store. Wherever your meat market is, you can always order a duck or a dove or a quail or anything like that to go to be available from them without a problem. And it goes really, really well with this Cabernet Sauvignon. One of the things about Cabernet Sauvignon in general is that you don't want it to be too cold. By too cold, I mean if you have it in the refrigerator for a couple, 3 hours or longer, make sure you take it out at least an hour and a half before you're ready to drink it, because it'll just be too cold. You know, your refrigerator, in case you don't know it, is 39 degrees. That's typical for a refrigerator. It can't be over 40 degrees because everything would be moldy and go bad and so on. So you keep it down around 39 degrees and take it out and allow it to sit on the counter or somewhere for a given period of time before you open it. And then when you do that, or you can open it and pour it into another vessel and let it aerate, if you will, to get a different taste. So that's what I want you to try to consider doing, and that is giving yourself a little blackberry and a little cherry full-bodied flavor from a nice California Cabernet Sauvignon. It's kind of spicy and oaky as well. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this and a little bit more about wines du jour. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine in Las Vegas. Plenty of parking, great food, good service, clean restaurant, it's a place you need to find out a little bit more about if you don't already. They've been open for about 15 months, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. A lot of people haven't found it yet, I guess is the right way to put it. So make sure that you discover it, and don't worry about parking, because there's plenty of parking here at Anna Marie's Italian Cuisine. Now, the third wine that we talked about tonight is the 2016 Bogle California Cabernet Sauvignon, 14% alcohol, very nice, actually on the low side, very food friendly, and the chef kind of surprised everybody by sending out a little bit of chocolate mousse cake to go along with their Cabernet Sauvignon. And that's kind of a little bit unique. On the other hand, this Cabernet Sauvignon and most Cabernet Sauvignons pair very well with simply something like beef or game or poultry. And I mentioned earlier about poultry, it doesn't have to be chicken. It could be a game hen. It could be a duck, could be dove, could be any kind of poultry that we don't think too much about. And if you just look around when you go to your local store to buy something, you know, how many times have you brought duck home from the store? My guess is zilch, zero. Try it. Duck is an excellent product. It's easy to prepare. If you're not sure what it's all about, you can find a recipe. Send me an email if you want to do that. That's okay. I get about 300 emails a day, and I answer each and every one of them. And I have to tell you, there isn't a question so far that I haven't been able to answer that has to do with food and wine. We've been doing this for quite a long time, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of people not only listening to us around the world in all 50 states at 450 radio stations, etc., but also here in the Las Vegas market, where we have, as a cable company, we have Cox Cable. Cox Cable has been playing our show, and we've been doing this every Thursday for 17 and a half years. So we're getting used to it. And the good part is we've been promoting food and wine and pairing of food and wine, because that's really what it's all about. I've been teaching cooking for a number of years at UNLV and wine programs at the same time. But also, I just want you to know that this is an important thing, to be able to include wine with your food, because, as I always say, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So just kind of sit back and relax and have a glass or two of wine with your dinner meal. And we're talking about one or two glasses of wine. One or two glasses of wine and not one or two bottles of wine, if you know what I'm saying. So I just want you to know, I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines is Your Food and Wine Show. Thank you for your RSVPs at Santa Maria, at Anna Maria's Italian Cuisine. Now is the perfect time on Thursday, October 11th, to invite your friends to a Wines is Your show. That's tonight. For more information about travel, visit your newly updated website. You can also follow us on Facebook at Les Kincaid Enterprises. For enjoyment and the great guest audience and listening around the world, a few requests to keep your mind during our broadcast is to keep your table conversation quiet during the broadcast, and conversation during the break is okay. That's acceptable. Please read our following wine show, and I want you to know that we love having you as a guest each and every week. Next week, we're going to be in McMullen's Irish Pub here in Las Vegas, a great place for food and wine. Life is too short for bad food and cheap wine, so don't go anywhere. We'll see you next week at this very same time. Good night, everybody.